Good afternoon. I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Kyle Cooper. Our top story this hour is breaking news. The wreckage of the removal of the key bridge at the site in Baltimore. That explosion has just gone off. WTOP's Dick Giuliano is on the scene to tell us how it went down. Dick, that bridge just tumbled into the water just a couple of seconds ago.
Absolutely, Kyle. And it appears that the salvagers' careful efforts paid off just moments ago. These explosives strategically placed on this 500-foot long, 80-foot wide steel truss weighing down on the bow of the ship. Simultaneously, right on schedule at 5 o'clock, they were set off. What we saw were flashes throughout the truss, dark puffs of brown smoke spewing outward from the detonations. And as planned by these expert salvagers, the 12 million pounds, up to 12 million pounds of steel in that section could be seen breaking into pieces and falling down and away from the vessel. Now, right now, there still remains, just to show you the magnitude of that piece of steel debris, some of it still is poking out of the water. Remember that mid-channel is 50 feet deep. So the rest of that section and parts of it are beneath the surface. The heads of the Unified Command have been on a boat nearby on the Patapsco, observing it from a different observation area. We're about 3,000 feet away at Fort Armistead Park on the west side of the bank. And these members of the Unified Command, we are told now, will come over and tell us about the results of this operation. And again, it is expected to go a long way toward reopening the port of Baltimore, because the goal here is to get the weight of that debris off the bow of the ship so it can be refloated. Whether it's lifted up at all now, we can't tell. It doesn't appear that it's moved up. It could be stuck in mud. But the goal is get the weight off it, refloat it, remove it, clear the channel, and reopen the port of Baltimore by the end of the month.